Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute, or probably more like a player's pulse, honestly, because like we're going to be talking about rumors more so than news, but there is some news because there is the Direct happening tomorrow. A lot to talk about. So we're going to jump into this thing. Before we do, make sure to join us this Thursday as we celebrate 7 years of the Nintendo PowerCast. You guys are invited. Come hang out live either on my Twitch, YouTube, or my TikTok. There's going to be giveaways. It's going to be a good time. Looking back, I'm hoping there's going to be some special guests that join us. And you're not going to want to miss this one. I can guarantee you that. You're not going to want to miss it. So, again, Thursday night, 7:30 Pacific. Twitch.tv/N64Josh or on my YouTube channel, wherever you guys like to watch live. Come hang out. It's going to be good. We're going to have a good time. So let's jump into this. We have a Direct coming, and I posted in the Discord to see if anybody gives me some of their predictions. So by the end, we'll get to those. There's also a ton of rumors. So we got tons of rumors. We got tons of and then like a ton of rumors, honestly, from pretty legit leakers, which also has me wondering, like, where are these people getting this information, and how is Nintendo okay with it? Like, you would think a company this size would be tracking these people down and figuring out where the leaks are coming from internally. Like something seriously up there. So we'll have to wait and find out. But like, we knew there was a Direct coming from this Pyro person before the Direct was officially announced yesterday. And it was stated that it will be a partner Direct. And that's exactly what we're getting. And he's even named some names like, Endless Ocean apparently was a game on the Wii. They mentioned dolphins, so you know that made me wonder. Like, well, like the GameCube was called a dolphin, but again, more people are pointing towards this Endless Ocean game, and then something else called like Pocket Jockey, which is not something I'm super familiar with, but could be okay. I have a feeling what tomorrow is going to bring is going to be mostly we're going to see a lot from Xbox. That's what I think is going to happen. I think we're going to see quite a bit from Xbox tomorrow. I could be wrong, but I think Hi-Fi Rush is going to be a shadow dropped out now kind of situation. And the insiders within the industry stated that like Jeff Grubb and a few others, that what they were hearing is that Xbox is the reason Nintendo pushed this off a week. And then we've also got a Pokemon Presents happening on the 27th. So there's a lot of news coming down the pipeline, also a ton of rumors, but with the accuracy of some of these leaks, and we're going to get into the leaks now. And I have a tweet up from Stealth, okay, who I'm not sure where this screenshot came from. It's probably, you know, 4chan or one of these forums. I'm not quite sure. But here's what it says. It says, here's what I've heard post Friday. Let's see. I'm gonna try to. So I'm not excited about the partner Direct. So that makes me wonder. Is there not a lot of games that people are going to be very excited for with this partner Direct? Because we can kind of assume that like we're not going to see much first party. And if you think about the way Nintendo has been on social media recently, they have been tweeting almost everything that has to do with Peach, and Mario versus Donkey Kong, which, you know, came out last week. We're seeing a lot more just social media activity versus like stuff that we would be seeing, you know, in a regular direct. So this just being a partner direct, again, it's probably to wrap up the year, but if we look at the remainder, like look at these rumors here. So February partner direct, we know that is official. It's been announced. March is an Indie World direct, which, I mean, that's great. Let's get a real, you know, a real solid indie direct would be fantastic. But then it's looking like April for a like legit Nintendo Direct, because it's worth noting too that for this direct, it's first part of 2024. Partners, first part of 2024. So it's going to be filling in some of those gaps that's going to be in between, like, you know, Mario versus Donkey Kong, Princess Peach, and then we can assume, you know, what, Thousand Year Door or Luigi's Mansion at some point, getting more info about those. But the big rumor is that June is going to be the Switch 2 reveal. And the other rumor that hit yesterday, and again, all of these take with a grain of salt, is that we are not seeing the Switch 2 until early next year. So, but if they're revealing it in June, if the leaks are legit, are they really going to take 6 months? And what does that do to their holiday as far as their marketing and everything for the Switch 2? I don't know. They push pre-orders through the holiday season and nobody's opening anything up? Or does it launch this year, but just later on in the year? More like, does maybe it is a December? I hope not. That'd be crazy. If it is coming out June, hopefully it's no longer than, you know, three to four months before it is on store shelves. And hopefully they have plenty to go around, because you know they're going to move. And the initial stock is going to move quickly. June, it all seems a little bit strange. But again, the rumors from yesterday talking about like how games weren't quite, the software lineup isn't quite ready potentially, you know? And again, there's just a lot of chatter online. So, you know, who do we trust? Who do we believe? What is actually real? It's mostly just for the sake of conversation that we talk about it and kind of have fun with it. But it's just kind of a strange beginning to this year when it comes to games, because it's like, it's just kind of a lull. And then seeing, like, it's a little bit off topic from the Nintendo stuff, but even seeing stuff that's happening with Sony and how Nintendo is now the most profitable company in Japan. That's the headlines that are the richest company in Japan. Those are like the headlines that are going everywhere. And not too long ago, that's where Sony was at, I believe, or at least they were higher on the list. I don't know if they were at the top of the list. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they were higher on the list, and now they're much lower. So the PlayStation apparently, and again, grain of salt with all this stuff, but apparently the PlayStation has not been doing the numbers, and not even just within consoles, but not even moving the software, because there's not even a lot of first party software out there. You know, Helldivers 2 is doing fantastic, mostly on PC. And that game is at capacity right now. The servers can't even handle everybody that wants to be playing it. So that's, you do have somewhat of an issue there with that game also. And it's just such an interesting time in gaming. So a partner direct tomorrow, I'm keeping my expectations low. Okay. So we kind of looked at the leaks, the rumors. We're going to dig into all this stuff more on the full show, but thinking about tomorrow's direct, I'm going to throw out some of my predictions for this direct. like I said, Hi-Fi Rush, almost a guarantee and potentially an out and out situation. Thinking of, you know, some other games that could be, we might see something from Sega or more from Sega. We've been seeing a lot of rumblings online recently with Crazy Taxi and some of the other games, and they're talking about releasing those as games as a service. Crazy Taxi is looking like it's potentially a 100 person like battle royale style taxi game where you got to be delivering people to stay in, which, I mean, that's cool. That's a risk, but it could also be a ton of fun. You know, see if that ends up, how it plays out, we will never know. We won't know until we can try it, but it could potentially be really fun. What else do I think we'll see? Well, if it's a partner showcase, that and not the indie world showcase, I'm going to assume we're going to see fewer indie titles, and it's going to be more, you know, more from third parties. Is there a potential surprise game that one of these third parties is working on for Nintendo, similar to what, you know, Ubisoft did with Starlink, or you know, like the Curse of the Necromancer or whatever, I can't, the rhythm game, you know, where they use the Zelda IP? Like, is there a chance we see some Nintendo IP in the hands of a third party? Maybe. The talks of this Endless Ocean, which I know very little about, and then this Pocket Jockey as well. Are we going to see more ports? I mean, we just saw releases of Tomb Raider and some other, you know, just more third party stuff. So it's just such a strange time. Like, to even try to guess right now, like, is the end of the life cycle of the Switch going to mainly be focused on ports? Are we going to hear stuff about MLB The Show? Absolutely. That's going to be, you know, that's going to be a no-brainer. Just going through like some of the companies, Nintendo's pushing really hard with EA right now, and it used to be FIFA. That's like, you know, if you're a Nintendo Switch Online member, you can download and play the full game, I believe, for, you know, like a week or something. And so is there going to be something in the works from EA? Like, we can hope, but what is that going to be? We're going to finally see Madden. You know, I doubt that's going to be anything we see until the next Switch. Are they going to announce that Monster Hunter is coming to Nintendo from Capcom? Like, does Capcom have some things up their sleeve for the Switch? You know, they didn't mention anything about the next Monster Hunter game being on Switch. Everybody is assuming it's going to be on Switch too, but is that, you know, is that something they're going to announce at this partner showcase? It just leaves me wondering. And when I see, you know, when I see some of the leakers saying, I'm not excited about the partner direct, like they know what's coming. Are we going to have a pretty slow first half of this year until we find out more about the Switch 2 and the potential launch titles for that system? That may be the case. But you know what? I mean, I'm sure the majority of us still have a major backlog that we can spend some time with. And who knows, maybe even dive into some other consoles, maybe into the Xbox or the PlayStation or something, and see what games we've yet to experience on those other platforms. I know my backlog is massive, so I got plenty to play, you know, but I know, especially for people like Johnny, he's chomping at the bit he's always wanting new Mario, new Zelda, right? That's always his thing. I don't even know if we're going to hear much more about the Splatoon expansion, because that also comes out like on Friday. So I don't know if we'll see or hear much more about that. If it's partner focused, can we consider partners? Like, is Retro a partner? You know, it's technically first party, Bandai Namco, you know, working on they've been working on all kinds of stuff for Nintendo. Is there a chance that it's going to be more folk? Like, are we going to see more RPGs? That could very much be the case. More JRPGs. The Switch has become like a JRPG machine. So maybe we see more games like that. Do we see? Is there going to be any big surprises? Like, does Xbox announce that they're working on a Banjo game, and do they announce that on the Nintendo partner showcase? Xbox has made it very clear that they're more interested in getting their software everywhere than pushing their games on their own hardware. So I'm curious to find out what is that going to mean. You know, we're going to see a major title from Sony with MLB Show tomorrow, and potentially major title from Xbox now is essentially partners, which is crazy, but it's very much the reality. Then where does it leave everybody else? Where's Ubisoft? You know, who's making the Prime trilogy? Those are first party games, but are there partners that are working on them? Are we going to see a Metroid Prime 2? Are we going to see, you know, is that a reality? The direction my head was going yesterday when they were talking about Dolphins, even though it was supposedly leaning towards this endless ocean, was that maybe we see Wind Waker and Twilight Princess come out this year. You know, again, they're just ports, and it's like, it's a lot of ports. Like, that's going to be fatigue for a lot of the hardcore fans that have been playing these games even through the Wii U. I think going with some of the older titles like Thousand Year Door and the Luigi's Mansion, like, maybe is Luigi's Mansion 1 going to make it as well, so that we get the full trilogy on the Switch? Maybe. You know, they're going 3-2 and then 1, like, and 2 is a 3DS title, so it's just kind of an interesting choice as far as that goes. So I'm keeping my expectations low. Does that mean it's bad? No, but I'm very much excited for all the things that I'm currently working on. If you're watching this either on YouTube or Spotify, you're seeing Mario Kart gameplay. Like, I'm playing Mario Kart all the time. I've been playing through my backlog. I'm going to complete Mario versus Donkey Kong tonight. I've finally got all the sages in Tears of the Kingdom. Like, I've been spending more time just gaming and not working so much. And it's been nice. It's been relaxing. I've been able to recharge my batteries a little bit, and I've got a massive backlog. So, like, I'm fine. Yeah. When it comes to doing these shows and being able to talk about, you know, the up and coming stuff, the rumors and stuff are great, but I've also seen some strange things when it comes to people online and how fired up they get about these rumors and upset they get over them. And it's like, it's just the news cycle. Like, it's just what we do to keep our, to keep the content flowing. We talk about rumors, we talk about leaks, we talk about news, and we just have fun gaming. Like, that's really what it's all about. So, you know, even with low expectations, I'm hoping I find there's at least something for me when it comes to this partner direct, and something that I can get stoked about. And even if not, if April is when we have this, you know, the actual Nintendo direct and get somewhat of an idea of what the holiday may hold for Nintendo this year, that, you know, that's really what I'm curious about. And is April when we can find out about, you know, a Metroid Prime 2? There's, you know, there's a lot that Nintendo could surprise us with. So I'm not super worried about the year. We're just starting off with a little bit of a slower start, and that's just the way it goes sometimes. So real quick, before I wrap up, I got a few comments that came in over on the Discord. Nady Nay just said Monkey Ball. He wants to see Monkey Ball tomorrow. It's a real possibility with the way Sega seems to be pushing their IPs right now and really trying to get back into the game. with software. Monkey Ball is a very, very possible, it's something that's very possible to see during this partner showcase. Servant says, Final Fantasy Tactics Advance on Nintendo Switch Online, GBA, since Mario RPG was so successful. So that's an interesting one there. But I mean, it could be possible being a partner showcase and then having third-party games that were exclusive to, or I believe at least were exclusive to, you know, Game Boy Advance, making their way to the Nintendo Switch Online, and maybe we see something from, you know, on the 64 is like, you know, Banjo-Tooie, whatever. I can't remember which ones are already on there, but maybe that's a possibility. Maybe, you know, more Sega games for Nintendo Switch Online. Maybe they get, like, we could get totally crazy and say, are they going to bring some Dreamcast games over to Nintendo Switch Online? That would be pretty crazy. And I know there'd be a handful of people that would be very excited about that, to see some of those Dreamcast games make their way to the Switch library. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I'm like, again, expectations are low, but I'm still very much looking forward to what this Direct will bring. And I love how it brings the community together. I love how it gets everybody stoked and excited. And you know, we can temper those expectations right away, knowing that it's not a normal Direct. It's a partner Direct. So, you know, if you're not excited for games like MLB The Show and, you know, maybe some sports titles from EA and maybe something, I don't know, maybe something from you say Xbox now, but that also means Activision. That also means Blizzard, Activision Blizzard. It also means Bethesda. And so, you know, are we going to see something from Minecraft, more Minecraft Dungeons, anything along those lines? Like, yeah, it could be, and it seems to be a relatively slow start to this year. That's, you know, that's okay. Sometimes that's just the way it goes. We've been here before, especially as Nintendo fans. We've had slow years when it came to like the Wii U. So it's, you know, it's not something we can't deal with. And it doesn't mean the year can't end strong, especially with the potential of a new system coming out this year, or at least being announced. So we'll just have to wait and see. And again, hopefully there's a little something for everybody in this partner showcase, and we all get something we enjoy. The Wii was such a monster system for Nintendo that I think something like Endless Ocean, even though I have no clue what it is, I never played it, know nothing about it really. That system pulls, that there's such a nostalgia pull for younger generations when it comes to games from that system, that, you know, they could have something successful in their hands. And then a week later, we get a Pokemon Presents, which everything's leaning towards Gold and Silver being part of this Pokemon Presents. How is that going to be handled? What is it going to be? We don't know, but it's exciting that we get to find out. So we'll just have to wait and see on all of this. But I had to jump on and talk about this Direct before it comes out. And again, on Thursday at 7:30, come hang out as we celebrate 7 years. There's going to be giveaways. I'm hoping to get some of the old hosts to come hang out, some special guests, and it's going to be a good time. So appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.